My opinion that most of the workers and women shop are lesbians, and they're kind of, because they're touching women there. I was personally touched by so many workers. One worker, when she gave me, I asked her for one note. It was from shelter at Dundas and Butters. Yeah, I asked her to write me, my identification was stolen. I asked her to write me some note, and when she gave me note, she was touching, like she gave me, I took the note and she started touching me here, like my finger. I took it, I thought maybe a mistake. Then I come to the woman, I told her, why she's touching me? This is not laughing, she told she's a lesbian, you don't know. I was like, oh my God.
Who told you that she was a lesbian?
Another woman in the shelter. Because I don't understand, you know, she gave me note and she hold my hand and start touching it like this. Like this.
Now this was one of the workers.
Yeah, she workers. Well, I can't tell, her name is Cassandra. And I was, I tried to pull mine and she hold. Then I pull it like this and I grabbed the note, I went, I didn't say her nothing yet because I don't understand why she's holding me. I thought it's not the way to give a sympathy, like, you know, whatever, hug. But sometimes they give you a very strange hug. I ran away and I come to work, to ladies, I thought, you know, she grabbed my hand. I thought she's trying to hold me because she gave me sympathy, but she was doing something very sexual, what's going on? And they're laughing for you. I thought she's a lesbian, you stupid.
Now, with your experience in the shelter, did you become aware that there were that some of the workers were lesbian? Like, were you told that some of the
workers? Because they're exposing sexual behavior towards you, and already by having with few of them experience, I realized that a lot of them lesbians and they're touching abused women.
Did you see or were you told about any of the workers actually having a lesbian relationship with any of the clients or any of the women in the shelter, any of the victims?
I saw myself quite a few women were trying to touch me in the shelter workers, but the women normally who have good treatment, some women was treated by lesbians very good, but because I was kind of keep on complaining about it and I was getting mad, they cannot tell it to me because they saw I'm getting mad. But they were trying to tell, she's good. I remember some people told me, if you become her girlfriend, she will treat you very good. You just she will do for you everything. Go and speak to her. And it was quite a few. And I was pity and I was like, she told, but you know, if you become a lesbian, some women recommend me, you know, you will get your kids very easy. Because then you can tell this is a human rights, and because I am a lesbian, I don't like men. They give me, like, and a lot of women trying to convince me go back, even for the same Cassandra. She likes you, she really likes you, and she can help you a lot if you become her girlfriend.
So let me ask you then, were you actually led to believe that if you were to enter into a lesbian relationship with some of the workers that you would receive better treatment?
I was 100% sure. I was talking to my friends, they were laughing, like I can give them names. Even. Like, I was talking about it to my friends and they were just laughing. They told me, Arina, Tana, and Talis, we are going to get your kids. Because they told they have good women organization, feminists, so they will help you.
Did the workers at the shelter provide you with any legal advice?
They provide me with a mask.
They provide you with?
With a mess.
With a mess.
Mess. M-E-S-S.
Mess, okay.
Imagine I stay in Barkdale residence, right? From Midland elsewhere. They help me to find the lawyer. And I was miss my appointment because I come 2 hours late. I don't know Toronto. I don't know, and I didn't calculate the time because I was very new and my lawyer was mad at me because I was 2 hours or 1 hour and a half late for appointment. By the time I have cast on my foot, I had 3 kids, I don't know Toronto, I don't know how to find direction, and from Midland to Smear, they find me lawyer Rex Dell and Albion. Is it normal?
So they recommended a lawyer to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they told me it's a lesbian lawyer, she will help you too. They told me.
After you met this lawyer, do you believe that she was a lesbian lawyer?
Yes, because she had very sexy Russian, I think she was Russian, personal assistant. Her boobs were very much out, cut, and she was throughout. And that lawyer was around her, was kind of, it was very visible. I didn't believe, first of all, I laughed, but later, I thought they were joking. But later, someone else told her that she's a lesbian and she's a very good lawyer, she's feminist. But this, the locals told me about that. She hated me because of I had too many kids. I'm not a lesbian for some reason.
So who told you that she was a lesbian, though? Was it the workers or was it the residents or?
The people who recommended me, they told she is a very good feminist.
But
I think that woman was also lesbian.
Okay, but these were shelter workers that told you this.
Yeah, they give me that lady, and they told me she's a lesbian, but it's okay, she's a feminist, but she doesn't like, she probably, I don't know if she will like you because you are not lesbian, and you have 5 kids, she probably wouldn't help you. That's what they later told me. But they told she, you know, if you become her friend, then she will treat you very nicely. And when I, first of all, I thought they're just joking. And when I saw her personal assistant, extremely good looking, sexy, was like looking like whore. She was dressed like she's in a nightclub, not in the office of the lawyer. And I still thought maybe she, and it was for which reason she was sexy, you know, girl, but she, first of all, when I entered, I thought it's a man. When she entered, I thought it's a man. Because she, and I was looking, first of all, I thought, oh my God, she has such a sexy secretary and herself. And when she came straight away, and I thought it's a man. And my eyesight is not so good. And when she came and she told me, okay, I'm your lawyer. I told, no, I've been sent for some Judy. Because I thought it's a woman, you know, I sent to a woman, and this is a man.